The national chairman of the NPP, Jake Obeche-Bilamte, has described as untenable claims by the Progressive People's Party, PPP, that its founder, Dr. Parkwesi Indum, should be credited for the Millennium Challenge Compact. He said Ghana runs a presidential system of governance, hence credit should be given to former President Kufuor and not any individual. Mr. Obeche-Bilamte, however, commended President Mills for continuing some projects under the compact.
We have a presidential system of government. Anything that goes wrong, the president is blamed for. Anything that goes right, conversely, the president should be given credit for. Under a presidential system of government, the president is responsible for the policies and for making sure that he employs people who will implement those policies properly. Every minister that was appointed by President Jake Kufuor was employed by him to implement his policies, his strategy. The Millennium Challenge account, where it was President Kufuor's personal relationship that sparked the whole thing off.
Others are arguing that even though, yes, President Kufuor played a role, if the minister had not been all that active, the program or the project would not have seen the light of the day.
I think you will find, if you go through the chronology of events, that Dr. Parkwesi Indum came at the very towards the tail end of everything, when things had already been agreed, when the amount to be given had been agreed. I'm not going to dispute whether that he played a role in it.
It is clear that this project, yes, was spearheaded by His Excellency former President Kufuor. The NDC government, under the leadership of Professor Mills, continued it. Dr. Indum is laying claim. Who should be credited?
It's a shame that Dr. Indum should come in at all. The NDC government, President Mills, is to be commended for continuing the project.
That was Jake Obeche-Bilamte, the national chairman of the NPP.